This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 AM bringing you lots of great information related to health and wellness, so don't forget to tune in every Sunday. We try and come up with great programming and great education for you every single week. I am Dr. Kevin Passero. I'm a naturopathic doctor, and I'm going to be hosting this show for the next hour. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning next week with another great show, so don't forget to tune in for her shows. If you'd like to email me any of your questions or comments regarding the show, please feel free to do so. My email address is drpassero, that's P-A-S-S as in Sam, E-R-O, at gmail.com, drpassero@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear your comments and questions to help make the show better every single week that we do it. So today I have a great show lined up for you. We're talking about a really important topic, something that I think everybody really needs to know about. And it's definitely a topic that's near and dear to my heart, as I was very close to becoming a dentist in my career before I went down the path of becoming a naturopathic doctor. And today we're going to be talking about some of the concepts behind holistic dentistry. We're going to be discussing some of the different dental materials that are available for fillings. We're going to be discussing some of the controversy around mercury amalgams, the proper removal of mercury amalgams, some of the other materials that are out there that are replacing amalgams, some of the benefits and drawbacks to those materials. And we're going to be discussing some other aspects of holistic dentistry related to root canals and chronic infection that can take place in root canals, and lots of other really interesting holistic ways to help manage your dental health and to put yourself in a practice or situation that takes into consideration all of these aspects when looking at taking care of your teeth. So I have a wonderful special guest on today, Dr. Kimberly Bayer. Graduated from University of Maryland College Park undergrad in 1995 and graduated from the University of Maryland Dental School in 1999. She currently practices in Bethesda, Maryland in a biological dental office. She's one of the only accredited members of the IAOMT, which she is going to explain to us exactly what that is in the area. And she's a current student at the University of Integrative Medicine and Dentistry. So Dr. Bayer, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much, Doctor. I really am grateful for this opportunity.
Sure. Well, I think there's a lot of really important information that we're going to share with everybody when they're thinking about the health of their mouth. You know, most people sort of are used to being, you know, going to the dentist and they have a cavity, they need a root canal, whatever type of procedure that they need, they just get whatever is being recommended done. And there has been that idea that what is happening has been safe, has no potential health effects on our body. But what we're learning more and more, we're starting to understand that there may be some possible detrimental health effects associated with some of the dental materials that have been used in the past. And that, you know, in reality, even if we haven't necessarily 100% proven that those dental materials are directly correlated to health problems, what we know is that there are other materials out there that we know are safer. So why not take a look at those and start to understand what other options we have out there? So Dr. Bayer, first, maybe do you want to share with anybody in our audience how they might get in touch with you if they have more questions or are interested in exploring some of these aspects of holistic dentistry?
Sure. Our website is BethesdaDentalSpa.com, and on there, you know, basically describes how our office is different and the different treatments we offer. But my personal email is also on that site, and I'm very accessible and usually respond fairly quickly to anyone's questions. And I encourage, you know, any questions are welcome.
Okay, great. So maybe you can give us a little bit of a background and sort of intro to us. You know, how is a biological dental office different from a standard dental office? What is this concept of whole body dentistry? What does that mean? Maybe you can discuss your sort of philosophical approach to dentistry a little bit and how that differs from what someone might get in a standard practice.
Sure. Well, you know, as, you know, research is pouring in and, you know, and basically it's always sort of been known, you know, our mouth, you know, everything that goes in our mouth basically affects the health of our entire body. It's all connected, and you don't just get an infection in your mouth and it stays there. You know, everything is connected. And so basically we look at the person and not just, you know, the tooth. A patient comes in and they have, you know, chronic sinus issues. You know, the first thing I want to look at, you know, is the health of their upper teeth, you know, the teeth that actually go into the sinus. And, you know, are there any infections there that we're missing? Because it's so, it's a common problem and one that's, you know, usually overlooked and, you know, treated with, you know, by their, you know, medical practitioners as purely a sinus issue when the teeth, you know, are involved because they're in there.
Yeah, I grew up in a family of dentists. My father's a periodontist and my sister's a general dentist. And my father has always had a very holistic view of the teeth and of the mouth and has always, you know, stated that the mouth is the beginning of the entire gastrointestinal tract and the health of what happens in the mouth is very important. And in the periodontal field, has been very well validated when we look at things like chronic periodontal infection and how it correlates to increased risk for heart disease, how it is correlated to low birth weight babies. So these infections and the health of what's going on in the teeth and in the mouth can definitely and significantly affect the health of the overall person in general. So, and I think, you know, the dental field traditionally very much focuses just on the tooth. Just as many, you know, the way we are in most of our medical specialties, each medical specialty focuses just on that one specific part and doesn't really take into consideration how the imbalances in that one area may be affecting other aspects of health. Just as you said, somebody may have a tooth issue, which they go to a dentist for, and then they develop chronic sinus issues. Well, they go to an ENT, and all they look at is their sinuses. Now, the dentist and the ENT aren't really connecting and thinking together about how a tooth issue might be affecting the sinuses.
Exactly. My sister is an obstetrician, and one thing that she's, you know, always talked about is how she definitely sees, you know, her patients who come in, you know, are having a lot of issues during their pregnancy. You know, the first thing she does is tell them, you know, you need to go see your dentist because I don't care, you know, dental work. You know, a lot of people think that when they're pregnant, they shouldn't have dental work done. But actually, you know, an infection in your mouth, you know, that's your body sends a lot of energy towards that, and the baby ends up suffering. So, you know, I see a lot of pregnant women who, you know, come in and they have just these horrible infections that have sort of been put off because, you know, the very, you know, conservative dental belief is don't do any dental work, you know, while someone is pregnant.
And why is that? What's the general thought process behind that?
Really, the only reason that even came about as being a philosophy was not because we did anything in the dental office that would harm the baby. I mean, they're really, you know, excluding things like amalgam and, you know, general, you know, anesthetic, things like that that we use in the dental office it's not harmful to the baby. It's really just a stress issue. In the first trimester, you know, you don't want to cause a lot of stress
to
the patient. So beyond that, especially after the first trimester, you know, decay, things like that, you know, you want to have taken care of.
Sure, and absolutely. I mean, as there are so many things for women who are thinking about having kids to start considering that we talk about all the time on this show, things like making sure you're taking a good prenatal, making sure you're getting a good source of DHA or fish oils that are very pure and free of contaminants, all, you know, making sure your diet is in check, getting in good shape, all of the things that are important prenatally. certainly getting your mouth looked at and making sure you're not dealing with any kind of undiagnosed infections, considering what we know now about dental infections and their impact on a developing fetus, is extremely important.
Exactly.
So go ahead. Were you going to add another point to that?
You know, basically, not to that so much.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I would say the big difference, a lot of big differences between, you know, the biological dental office and the regular dental office is, you know, the equipment that we carry. Basically, a lot of, you know, filtering apparatuses, air filters. When we remove anything from your mouth, whether it's just decay or, you know, a filling that has a, you know, has a lot of mercury in it, that's, you know, it goes everywhere and you're breathing it in, and there's nothing good about that. So we take extra precautions and basically make it safer for our patients and for the staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Nobody thinks about, you know, the long-term ramifications on the staff. So this is a really important topic, and this is something that I want to get to right when we come back from the break. I just want to kind of tease everybody with that intro. When we come back, we're going to really be getting into the heart of this matter, discussing some of the controversy around dental amalgams and the mercury that's contained in dental amalgams, the proper way to remove them, the potential health effects that they cause, and how an office like Dr. Bayer's office takes special consideration in protecting the patient, the environment, and the staff when removing these potentially very toxic materials. And we're going to discuss what other materials are out there that are much safer to use, that we believe now are much safer to use to replace the amalgam filling. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Passero on 1500 AM Federal News Radio with the Essentials of Healthy Living, and we're going to be back right after this break.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
For over 30 years, Gero Formulas has been formulating high-quality nutritional products. Our scientists and health professionals insist on doing things the old-fashioned way, with clinical studies and scientific research, because the true test of a company is the purity, potency, and value of its products, and meeting the highest expectations of those who matter most, our customers. To learn more about our formulas and to request free samples, visit jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 AM, don't forget to tune in. We're brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, which is a local health and wellness pharmacy, been providing the community with health and wellness services for over 40 years there in Bethesda, Maryland. They have a full-service pharmacy, a full-service compounding pharmacy, which makes custom prescriptions for people, whether they be nutritional prescriptions or bioidentical hormones. They do a lot of work with children with ADD, autism, ADHD, as well as many, many other conditions. So it's a wonderful service. If you don't know more about, if you want to learn more about compounding, you should get in touch with the Village Green at myvillagegreen.com. They also have over 10,000 different health and wellness products, vitamins, minerals, nutrients. So don't forget to stop in if you're interested in looking at any of those items. Today, we're talking with Dr. Kimberly Bayer about holistic dentistry. In the first segment, we discussed some issues around what makes a biological or holistic dentistry approach different than a traditional dentist. And in this segment, we're going to be talking about some of the controversy around dental amalgam fillings. I just want to remind everyone that if they want to listen to any of our previous shows, you can always log on to www.myvillagegreen.com. And we have all of the shows archived there for you to listen to for absolutely free. So this next topic relating to amalgam fillings, I think, is steeped in controversy. The ADA, or the American Dental Association, adamantly states that there are no ill health effects associated with dental amalgams and the mercury associated with dental amalgams, while many other groups and many other industry leaders feel that the amalgams do present a very real source of toxicity and contamination to the body, and that some people do suffer very significant ill health effects from the chronic exposure to the mercury containing in the dental amalgams. Now, the stance that the ADA has put forth has been the stance that they have put forth since around 1870 and have not really changed on that, even though some of the science and what we know about dental amalgams has changed. For example, up until around 1970, the ADA stated that the alloy created with the dental amalgam filling created a very stable form of mercury that was not able to leach or not able to turn into vapor to any degree. Well, in 1970, as the science caught up, we started to realize that that was absolutely not true. So now the ADA stance is that although that the amalgams do leach some mercury into the system, it is not significant enough to be associated with any type of negative health benefit. So as the science changes, the stance has to change as well to compensate for what we're learning. But basically, the message is the same. They're saying there's no ill health effects. Now, the World Health Organization and other sort of more neutral parties have looked into this and clearly established since as recent as 2003 that studies on humans and animals have demonstrated that dental amalgam contributes significantly to mercury body burden in humans with amalgam fillings. Dental amalgam is the most common form of exposure to elemental mercury in the general population, constituting a potentially significant source of exposure to elemental mercury, with estimates of daily intake from amalgam restorations ranging from 1 to 12.5 micrograms per day, the majority of dental amalgam holders being exposed to less than 5 micrograms of mercury per day. And of course, this will differ depending on how many amalgams somebody has, the size of those amalgams, and other dental habits that that person might have. For example, chewing gum. If you're a teeth grinder, anything that is continually aggravating that mercury will increase the amount of vapors released from those mercury-containing amalgams. And this is scientifically validated. You can be guaranteed that if you have amalgams in your mouth, you are being exposed to increased amounts of mercury versus someone who does not have amalgams in their mouth. Now, the mercury issue has also come up as far as what health issues did these contribute to. Definitely, there seems to be some closer correlations with conditions like multiple sclerosis, other autoimmune conditions, allergies, neurological conditions like Parkinson's, chronic fatigue syndrome, Alzheimer's disease, so the autism possibility, nephrotoxicity, which is kidney damage. So the issue with amalgam certainly and mercury exposure certainly is correlated with some very specific conditions. So I think there are some up and downsides to this. I don't believe, you know, what people state is that your body is able to process the amount of mercury that you're exposed to from the amalgams. And although for some people in the general population that might be true, what we're not taking into consideration is that every single person is genetically different, and every single person's body has a different capacity to deal with any kind of toxic load. So you may have five people, and each of those five people have the same amount of dental amalgams, but one of those five people may become very sick from it. It doesn't mean that you look at the other four and they're fine. That doesn't mean everybody's going to be fine. Some people in our society are going to be the canary in the coal mine. They're going to be the people that through less exposure exhibit more significant health benefits. And the fact that the ADA or no other type of the EPA or the FDA will recognize that there is this individuality, the blanket statement is amalgams don't cause harm. And many people who are feeling like their amalgams are doing harm to them or are having health issues and nobody's bringing up the issue that it might be their amalgams, it's a huge disservice to that portion of the population, even if that portion of the population is very small. So, Dr. Bayer, I want to bring you in on this discussion. I know that the discussion around amalgams can be very controversial, especially for a dentist because of the way the ADA regulates and the way that the state boards regulate how a dentist is supposed to practice. So I wanted to get the information out there from my stance, but I'd love to have you weigh in on whatever aspects of that conversation you're comfortable with.
Sure. I graduated from dental school not even, that long ago, 11 years ago. And I remember, playing with those amalgams, placing them, and there's like a ball of mercury. They're about almost 60% mercury, these fillings. And I remember thinking at that time, how can this be safe? You always assumed, well, they wouldn't let us do it if it wasn't safe. So, I placed a lot of amalgams in dental school. Once I graduated, I worked at practices that did not, but I was removing a lot of them. The thing is that no amount of mercury is good. The amount of mercury that is in a amalgam filling on a molar, on a large filling, is the same amount that would be in a thermometer. And if you were to break a thermometer in a school, 50 yards, around there would be, evacuated, and people would come in with suits to clean it up. Yet we're mixing it with some other metals, nickel and some other not so great metals for you, and we're sticking it in our mouths. It's a very strong material and it lasts a long time. And, it used to be that we were limited to what materials we could put in teeth, to fill them. I like to tell my patients, this used to be, a good option as far as, we were educated and we knew, but, now there's no need for it. And, like you were saying, mercury, even if, let's say, mercury isn't causing the disease, if you take someone who has any health issues at all and throw a little, toxic metal into their system, it's logically just, there's nothing good about it.
Sure. We know that mercury has very significant effects on the immune system. We know this through the whole thimerosal controversy, which is what they use as a couple reasons in vaccinations. They use it as a preservative, but they also use it as an adjuvant, which basically means that it helps to stimulate the immune reaction to make the body's immune response to that vaccine more dramatic to get better immunity.
Okay.
So mercury has very, very known and very powerful effects on the immune system, which is why I think we see it most highly correlated with autoimmune related issues, as I mentioned earlier, like multiple sclerosis.
Exactly. And even if, even though the ADA, does have their stance on the release while it's in the mouth and they claim that it's stable, even from someone, graduating with a degree in, biology from college would know, if you take something like that, a mixture of metals like that, and you stick it in an aqueous solution with a bunch of other minerals, you're basically having a battery effect. and nothing's stable in a situation like that. We know that, mercury's released, and then, it's almost like a secret. When they place these fillings in your mouth, and almost all of us got them. I know I got a bunch when I was a kid. And the truth is, and they even teach you this in school, is that after 10 years, and this is if they're done well, after 10 years, they start to come apart in your mouth. They'll stay there. And people, I have patients come in all the time. I've had these fillings for 30 years, no problem. The filling, for the most part, is intact. But if you were to take a camera or look up close, it's completely, it's almost like a rust.
Mm-hmm.
It's not stable anymore at that point, for sure. And no one's going to disagree with that.
Right.
So it's almost like, even if you were going to argue with, it might be stable when we put it in and it's nice and clean and smooth. After 10 years, I tell my patients, if the filling is over 10 years old, which most of them are, it should be replaced because it is leaking.
Yeah.
Things getting under it as well.
How could it be good for you?
I know,
exactly. In any capacity.
I take photographs of everything. I have an intraoral camera, and I take photographs, and I can show my patients how, bacteria and things are growing underneath these fillings. They're starting to come apart around the edges. Every time I take an amalgam filling out, more than 9.9% of the time, there is mass decay and infection. So, and it's not anything you feel. It happens slowly over time as it starts to come apart at the seams. So, even before, I was involved in, removing these fillings with the proper precautions, I was, telling people, this is what's growing underneath these. And this is infection. And, you might not be feeling it. You might not be having any problem, but, if you have old amalgam fillings in your mouth, they are leaking.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about that. So now we've got some people freaked out and they're worried about the amalgams in their mouth, or there's somebody out there who has a bunch and maybe has them correlated to a problem, or they're more than 10 years old and they think they need to be replaced. Let's talk about the importance of going to a facility or going to an office that understands the importance and precautions when pulling these things out for the patient, for the dentist, and for the environment.
Well, the thing is with the ADA, also their big thing is, they understand the most mercury is released when they're removed. So I tell my patient, I never tell a patient to have them out because there's mercury in them. First of all, I'm really not allowed to tell them that. And that's a personal decision. And usually, I encourage my patients to to see a physician such as yourself for support and, to facilitate as far as other health issues regarding the mercury.
As far as making a determination whether or not it might be beneficial for them to have it removed.
Exactly. Right. That's not, I am a dentist. But when we take them out, no one's going to argue, not even the ADA, that that is when there's a lot of mercury released, because there's a lot of we call it mercury vapor, but they're really particles. And if you go on YouTube, and this is the video that really changed my thinking, considering I've been taking them out, for many years, there's a video called The Smoking Tooth, and where they actually videotape the removal of amalgam, and they do it underneath a shade so that you can, with a color, so that you can actually see what's mercury and what's not. And what you see coming out is just amazing.
Wow. Okay, so we're going to have to take a quick break here, but this is getting to be pretty exciting. When we come back, I want you to explain to the audience the procedures that you use in your office to protect people from the exposure to all this mercury that gets liberated when the amalgam starts to come out. Also, what's really important is protecting the environment, because one of the biggest sources of mercury contamination in our groundwater comes from dental offices and from this mercury amalgam removal. It's totally unregulated in this country, which is absolutely crazy. So when we come back from the break, we're going to pick this conversation up. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM. We're going to be back right after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and cognition. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. We're here every Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. Don't forget to tune in next week for another great show related to health and wellness with my co-host. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will be returning with another great show. She is such a phenomenal resource of knowledge, has been doing holistic nutrition in this area, pioneered holistic nutrition in this area, has been doing it for the last 20 years. She is a wealth of knowledge. Don't forget to tune into her show next week. Today, we've been talking about holistic dentistry and some of the concepts around holistic dentistry and why it's important to think about your teeth and their impact on your health more so than just their impact on your mouth. And I have a wonderful special guest. Dr. Kimberly Bayer is a dentist located right here in the Bethesda area. You can learn more about her by going to her website, which is, Kim, I'm going to let you fill that in.
It's BethesdaDentalSpa.com.
BethesdaDentalSpa.com. And in the last few segments, especially the last segment, we were talking about some of the aspects around the dental amalgam controversy and the mercury contained in dental amalgams. We were talking about some of their potential health benefits. And now in this segment, what we're going to focus on is some of the exciting stuff. If you decide to get these things pulled out, that's when you are at risk of being exposed to the most amount of mercury as we disrupt the filling during the process of extracting it. Dr. Bayer's office takes very special precautions to protect the patient, the doctor, and the environment from all of this mercury that's being liberated, that's been housed inside these amalgams that have been sitting inside of your mouth. So, Dr. Bayer, I'm going to let you explain some of the procedures and some of the equipment that you use in your office to basically safeguard the entire population against this mercury contamination.
Well, first of all, the big difference between a regular dental office and a biological office is we have a filter system that we are taking these amalgams out all day long. All, dental offices, this is what we do. All dental offices. And there is no filter from the mercury into the water system. So literally, it goes into our water system. And it's insane, especially in a country that we consider advanced. In Canada, it's the law. In several other countries, it's the law. Dental offices have to have these filtering systems.
Yeah, here's a statistic from the World Health Organization. Reports that mercury from amalgam and laboratory devices accounts for 53% of total mercury emission, and that one-third of the mercury in the sewage system comes from dental amalgams flush down the drain.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't even, I mean, it's a bucket that we have someone, come in, the people that come in just to do that, and the thing is that it's a big expense.
Right.
So a lot of dentists don't want to fight it, don't want to do it, and they also, I think, with it comes a lot of acknowledgement that
these things are toxic to begin with.
Exactly, because if we don't want it in our water system, why would we want it in our mouth?
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing just doesn't make a lot of sense. But so we have that in our office, which helps me sleep a little better at night. I feel like I'm doing my part.
Right. So this basically, separates the mercury and that portion of the amalgam from just going right down the drain into the water system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And we have, what we do is, my patient, I have a family practice, and, it was not a biological practice. It was just a general dental practice for years before, I started to get into this, field. So I've had to educate my patients, and so I removed a lot of amalgam fillings without any, special precautions. But what we do now differently is I encourage my patients, especially the ones who have, chronic illnesses or are not healthy, to, basically see someone like yourself, Dr. Passero, for support, because, no matter how many precautions we take, there is going to be some mercury that's going to be retained in your body. Once we take these amalgam fillings out, we're only stopping the constant release. We're not taking out of your body
what's already,
accumulated. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I leave the detox to the people that are more qualified in the medical field. But we do have some recommendations that we give our patients and basically some education and try to point them in the right direction. So in our office, what we do is we have our patients, we have them drink some charcoal. Before we get started, we have a special air filter system that we actually put over them while we're working, sort of like a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. we have a special mask that my assistant and I wear, which I always warn my patients, they're not allowed to laugh. There's photographs of it on our website. I look like soup cans on my face, but right now it's the only, it's the smallest thing we have available that actually gets mercury.
Mm-hmm.
And for our patients, we give them a nose with oxygen to, have them breathe in and out of their nose while we're doing it. We also use, it's a rubber dam device, but it's not a latex. We use a nitrile. People don't understand is that latex gloves, mercury vapor goes right through them.
Hmm.
It's like being bare, like you're having nothing. So we use all nitrile in the office all the time regardless. And We have this little special covering that we put over you, sort of like a towel, and then it's pretty quick. The removal process is pretty quick. We remove everything, clean it up, and then we take everything off, and then we actually place the filling. And my patients, who, like I said, I explained to them why I'm doing this now and how I do this all day long, and it's, in some ways, it's more for me and my staff because we're exposed to so much of it. But, they actually really appreciate it, and it makes sense.
Yeah, I'm sure they do when you start to understand that these, it's actually acknowledging the fact that these substances are extremely toxic. As you mentioned earlier, we seem to have no problem acknowledging the fact that if you drop a mercury thermometer and break it, it's a biohazard area. But for some reason, there doesn't seem to be any hesitation about taking all that mercury and sticking it in a tooth and leaving it there.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure people are very happy to hear about the fact that they're actually, somebody's taking some preventative precautions to protect them from the exposure, from the release of this mercury into the air and also into the environment. Found another statistic, the EPA recognizes dental amalgams as a major source of the mercury in the water. The Western Lake Superior Sanitary District that dentists emit 0.1 grams of mercury per day per dentist. Based on this, dental amalgam contributes 14% of the mercury in the Seattle and 12% of the mercury in the San Francisco area in their groundwater. 4% of the mercury in Lake Superior is believed to originate from amalgam. So it's definitely a real source of contamination. So let's talk about, you safely get this amalgam out. What options do people have of what they can put in their tooth to fill it?
You know, there's lots of different options these days. We have porcelain hybrids that we're using. We have composite resins. There's the whole controversy with the BPA. I don't know if we want to go into that right now, but
I think it's something to bring up. You know, I mean, I know when I had my amalgams removed, first of all, they weren't done in that kind of environment, and I did have something in a composite place, but my guess is that my composites are full of BPA, bisphosphonal A, which we know is an endocrine disruptor, and there's been a lot of stuff in the news lately about pulling it out of all baby bottles and getting it out of other places. Now they're finding it on huge amounts on colored printed receipts at grocery stores and things like that, and it has major effects on our endocrine system and messes up how our endocrine system works. So, is that any better? And what do you think is the safest material to ask for when getting a filling replaced?
Well, it completely depends on the person.
Okay.
And ideally, every person would be tested for material sensitivity. It's a very simple test we do. We like to do the Clifford test in my office. It's a laboratory where you send a blood sample, and they basically test it against 50 plus cements, materials, and tell you everything, that yes, it's fine, no, you should not use. I don't do that test on every single patient. My healthier patients, we usually just use, a BPA-free resin or a porcelain.
Gotcha.
But a lot of times when you hear about people getting their amalgams removed and having, these side effects afterwards and feeling worse, it's usually because the material that was replaced with something that to that specific person, is maybe toxic or allergic. So, if that's, a concern or we're dealing with a person, who has a lot of chemical sensitivities, you definitely want to have, a test like that done first before you put anything in their mouth.
Right, which makes total sense.
And there are BPA-free resins out there. There's not a lot of them.
Okay. All right, so we're going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about another very exciting application, a holistic application in Dr. Bayer's office and in dental office, which is using ozone as a way to control infection, manage bacteria, create a clean environment before placing the filling. There's a lot of really, really neat applications to it, and it's something very unique that Dr. Bayer is doing in her office that it can have many, many benefits for the health of your mouth and the health of your overall body. So don't go anywhere. This is Dr. Kevin Pacero with the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. We're going to be back right after this break.
There are trillions of cells in your body. When they are well nourished, they support energy levels, stress response, and all major organ systems. Quality whole foods contain intelligent, bioavailable nutrients. This intelligence cannot be mimicked by isolated fractions of vitamins and minerals alone. Choose a Megafood Cold Fusion food state or food-based formula and experience the true quality of radiant health. For more information, call 800-848-2542.
Bridging the gap between nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals. That's the concept behind Zymogen's new exclusive and patented line of formulations, which utilize sophisticated delivery technologies to focus on specific molecular targets. The Zymogen EP line features Immunitix 3-6, a potent ingredient that has demonstrated a measurable ability to prime and enhance immune cell function. Applications include immune system support and support for white blood cell recovery following radiation therapy and other bone marrow affecting treatments. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
For over 10 years, Nordic Naturals has been the world leader in crafting omega-3 fish oils that are great for the body and for the planet. They work one-on-one with researchers and select fishermen to harvest only those fish species that are flourishing. With Nordic Naturals, you get all the benefits of omega-3, a strong heart, clear eyes, and flexible joints, plus the reassurance that their products are environmentally friendly. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Jarrow Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Jarrow Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Do you have unique needs that a mass market pharmacy can't handle? Village Green Apothecary can help. Maybe your doctor prescribed a special compounded formula for you, or you have concerns about allergies or dietary supplements. We invite you to talk with one of our compounding specialists today. Our team of 50 includes pharmacists, nutritionists, a clinical herbalist, and a naturopath offering customized products and personalized healthy living plans to ensure your well-being. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Essentials of Healthy Living here on 1500 AM Federal News Radio. Don't forget, the show is brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, serving your health and wellness needs in the area for the last 40 years. I'm Dr. Kevin Facero, your host for today. Don't forget to tune in next week. My wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be returning with another great show related to health and wellness. If you've been listening today, you know we've been talking about holistic dentistry. We've covered a lot of really good ground. We've discussed the concept of holistic dentistry and how your teeth play an important role in all aspects of your health, and the health of the oral cavity is more significant than just the oral cavity. We've talked about some of the controversy around dental amalgams and the mercury they contain and the health effects they may contribute to. I have, of course, on the phone with me a wonderful special guest. Dr. Kim Bayer is on the phone with us, and she is a dentist here in the Bethesda area. Her practice doing just a regular family practice, but also specializing in more holistic dentistry. And as we discussed in the last segment, her office is outfitted with the most state-of-the-art technology and equipment to protect herself, the patients, and the environment from the massive levels of mercury that are released when we remove and pull these amalgams out. So very important that if you're having dental work done and you're going to have a filling that is mercury-based disturbed, we know that a lot of mercury is liberated during that process, and it's important to be in an office that takes that into account. And the reality is there's not many of them out there. If you'd like to learn more about Dr. Bayer's practice, they're becoming a patient in her practice, you can go to, say it again, Dr. Bayer?
BethesdaDentalSpa.com.
Great. Excellent. www.BethesdaDentalSpa.com. So in this last segment, we're going to be talking about another therapy that Dr. Bayer uses at her office relatively on a very regular basis to help with some other dental issues, and that is the topic of ozone. And Dr. Bayer, I know some therapeutic uses of ozone, but in the dental field, I'm not as familiar with it. So as the expert, I'm going to let you elaborate on this.
Okay, so this is something I'm very excited about. Ozone, you know, as we all, you know, you always think of ozone and the environment, and basically it's a sort of a protective layer around the earth. But ozone is basically oxygen with an extra electron. And, you know, we've known about it and known sort of how to start using it in the medical field since the 1800s. Actually, you know, mid-1800s, they were using it, you know, in Germany in their surgical rooms to sterilize things. Ozone is, there's no infection, no bacteria, no virus or fungus can live in its environment. There's nothing that has a resistance to it. You know, we can't live with it around us, breathing it in. We couldn't survive like that. But basically, what we can do is we can make it in the small amounts and use it, medically and dentally to treat infections. Most infections, degenerative diseases especially, are caused from hypoxia, lack of oxygen. Lyme's, for instance. These bacteria that cause these diseases, are anaerobic infections that thrive around, areas with decreased oxygen. That's the only place they can live. So ozone is sort of like their nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic fatigue, arthritis, all these things, all these infections, basically lack of oxygen in these areas. The type of bacteria that these infections are derived from can't survive in high oxygen atmospheres. So ozone has been around forever. We used to use it in this country, for the to clean the water supply and the food sources. But then it's expensive to make in the sense that you have to use electricity and you have to make it constantly because after a few hours, it turns to just regular oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that you have to make and use immediately. You can't make it and put it on a shelf and,
right.
use it 6 months from now. So how I use it dentally in the office is we have an ozonator. It's an ozone machine and basically just takes a tank of oxygen and some electricity. And we use it. It's best used if it's wet. So we run it through either water or virgin olive oil. And it's natural and harmless. It's painless. It's low cost, and there's no side effects. So it's one of those things that we can use. Like for instance, periodontal disease,
mm-hmm.
Spirochetes. The bacteria that cause periodontal disease. Are anaerobic, bacteria that cannot, live in high oxygen environments. So basically, if we were to take ozone gas and blow it into these areas, I've seen it underneath the microscope. It's absolutely amazing. These things are running from it. It just destroys it instantly. They use it as a disinfectant, like you can ozonate water. For you to clean a dental office, like a countertop, there's all these chemicals you're supposed to use, extremely strong, dangerous chemicals, but the only thing that will kill everything. And you have to wet the surface and leave it, they say a few minutes before, it actually can kill everything. Ozone, 3 to 5 seconds. And it's water.
Wow.
With oxygen. I mean, it's almost too good to be true. But this is not anything new. We're using it now, more so in the hospitals because there's all these, antibiotic-resistant bacterias,
yeah.
Staph infections, things like that. They cannot survive in these environments. In Cuba, there was the embargo, and they couldn't get antibiotics. So their scientists and their doctors got together. So they actually have ozone centers. Where instead of treating people with antibiotics, they go to these places and get ozone injections, or topical treatments. You can actually inject it straight into the blood system, and it just, you don't have to worry about it. There's no embolism. It completely dissolves instantly. I've actually seen footage on research that's been done, like in South America, where they've, have people with things like warts. Or funguses, like on their hand,
mm-hmm.
and they'll inject it into their arm, and you can see it move underneath the skin. It's like it goes straight to the site of infection.
Mm.
It's just great. In the dental office, I'm going to try to keep it, I get all excited. And in the dental office, how we use it is, it's great for, it actually is the only thing that can reverse decay. Now, it has to be small decay.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remove all the mass, soft, gushy stuff. And what I do is, and a lot of times when we go in there, we remove deep cavities, we get too close to the nerve, and the patient ends up getting, having tooth pain and needing mm-hmm. either a root canal. Well, this, what we do is we clean it out with ozone.
Mm. So you're able to use the ozone to disinfect an area. Like I know I had a situation where I had a filling, and it wasn't an amalgam one. It was a composite, and some bacteria had gotten up behind that filling, and I needed to have some work done. So basically, once you remove the already dead tooth that's been decayed, you can use the ozone to prevent or to sort of sterilize that area. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And so we actually have a little hand piece, and we blow ozone into that area for about 30 seconds, and then we seal it off and bond it.
Gotcha. So how does this work for root canals? Because I know there's a big problem. You know, when people get root canals, they do a lot of work to go ahead and make sure that the nerve root is a sterile area before they seal it in, or they try and make it that way. And some people have experience where they get an infection in a root canal, something you can see on a CT scan or maybe even an X-ray. But there's this whole concept of with the root canal having a low level of infection going on in that root that is potentially causing other health-related issues and inflammation and other problems. Do you use ozone in that procedure as well?
Yes. A lot of biological dentists, you know, are anti-root canal for all the reasons you just said. You know, obviously,
which the only other option then is you got to remove the tooth, right?
Extraction, exactly.
Which is not a fun option either.
Exactly. It's that has a whole other different set of problems with it.
Mm-hmm.
So first we try to, you know, this allows us to avoid a lot of root canals. But if you need a root canal, this is the best way to do it. You cannot, you know, in any endodontist, everybody knows, you can try to clean out that tooth the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
But no water is going to be able to penetrate, you know, these little tubules, these little pores in your teeth. It cannot penetrate them all.
Mm-hmm.
But the gas can. And so I do work with an endodontist in the area, Dr. Michael Weber, and what we do is, you know, he opens the tooth up, we clean it out, he sends them over to my office, and we basically fumigate the tooth. You know, we just sort of like blow ozone down in there. And, you know, that is the only way to truly know that you got everything, and then we seal it off.
Gotcha. So it's one way to prevent sort of little localized infections, or what they're called, cavitations. Is that what they're referred to as?
Yes, it can become a cavitation, yes. And also, older root, like people come in and they've had root canals and they, you know, have infections, and they don't want to get the tooth pulled. What we can try doing is we can actually treat the area around the tooth, the ligament around the tooth and the bone, with the ozone and clean it out. And a lot of times, you know, you can get great results. It doesn't always work,
mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've really seen some great results with that. And like you said, the cavitations, the infections in the bone, that is, you know, this stuff is amazing. It definitely allows us a more conservative treatment for areas like that.
So what exactly is a cavitation?
It's an infection in the bone. Basically, you get them, generally speaking, from like when you have a tooth removed, so you have a tooth extracted, you have a ligament around that tooth. And a lot of times when you get the tooth removed, the ligament is not fully, it doesn't come out with the tooth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't go in there and clean everything out really, really good, and you just let the tissue heal over, you leave this area of dead bone, of infection.
Gotcha. And the ozone's able to get in and clean that up.
You basically inject it into the site, and it just eats everything up in there. And you'll actually see, you know, what you do is to check the results, is you'll take a series of X-rays, and you should be able to see some new bone growth.
Very cool. Well, I think that pretty much is going to wrap up our conversation for today. Dr. Bayer, thank you so much for sharing all this exciting stuff around dentistry with us today. For everybody out there, you know, this is a great, great way to go when you're thinking about your oral health and how your oral health affects your overall body. So please visit Dr. Bayer's website. I believe it's BethesdaDentalSpa.com. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Great. So go to Dr. Bayer's website, shoot her an email, give her a call, and, you can easily learn more about all these topics. So Dr. Bayer, thank you so much for being a guest on the show today. I really appreciate you sharing this information with everyone.
Thank you.
All right, everybody, that's pretty much going to wrap up our show today. Don't forget to tune in next week. Dana Lake will be covering another great show related to health and wellness. If you have any questions or comments related to today's show, feel free to email me at drpasero, D-R-P-A, ssero@gmail.com. I'm happy to answer your questions and take your comments into consideration, always trying to make the show better for you. So I will be back in a couple weeks. Until then, I wish everybody good health and enjoy the last little bits of summer. Take care. Bye-bye.
Ah, the joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top-quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.